Okay, those young and young at heart, you can come down the front.
Hey, Carrie. Come and hang out with me down here. Yeah. Daniel's at the snow today, I think, which is pretty cool. So he asked me if I would tell a story or share something with you guys. Is that cool? Yeah? Awesome. All right. Hello. What? You lost a tooth, did you? Three teeth? Wow. That's a lot. Can you still eat? You can? That's good. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to tell us a story. And it's actually about someone who wrote some of the books of the Bible. And Nola, who sent an email out this week, she said, how about you read this passage for this week? And so when I read that passage, it was actually written by the person that I'm going to tell the story about this week to you guys, so we can learn a little bit more about how he came to know God. So his name at the start was actually Saul, okay? So let's learn about Saul. Of all the people who kept all the rules, Saul was the best. I'm good at being good, he'd tell you. He was very proud and very good, but he wasn't very nice. Now, when we say he was very good, he was the best at doing all the right things when it came to the Jewish law. He knew all the rules, and he would tell everybody about all the rules and how to keep them. Saul hated anyone who loved Jesus. He traveled around looking for them. He wanted to catch them and put them in prison. He wanted everyone to forget all about Jesus. He didn't believe Jesus was our rescuer. He didn't believe Jesus was alive either. You see, Saul had never met Jesus. So one day, Jesus met Saul. I wonder what that looked like. Because Jesus had already died on the cross by then for our sins, and he'd already gone up to heaven. So he wasn't around in human form anymore. Saul was on his way to Damascus when suddenly a dazzling light flashed like lightning. It was brighter than the sun. It was too bright. Can you imagine that? Seeing a light so bright that you couldn't see anything else. A really, really bright lamp. It was too bright. Saul shielded his eyes and fell to the ground. He heard a loud voice. It was too loud. It gave Saul a headache. Imagine that. Saul, Saul, said the loud voice, why are you fighting me? Lord, Saul answered, who are you? I am Jesus, said the voice. When you hurt my friends, you are hurting me too. Saul's whole body trembled. Go to the city, Jesus said. I'll tell you what to do. Now, can you imagine? Saul has just been picking on all the people that love Jesus, putting them in prison, and now he's met Jesus. That would be a bit embarrassing and scary for Saul, wouldn't it? Yep. So when Saul opened his eyes, he couldn't see anything. That would be a bit scary too. His helpers had to hold his hand and lead him like a little child. Saul was blind for 3 whole days. Can you imagine that? You'd need all your friends to take you around everywhere. What did he do? Well, let's find out. And yet it was as if he was seeing things for the very first time. I think he might have been learning some things while he was blind. Meanwhile, there was a man called Ananias who loved Jesus. He was one of the Jesus followers. Jesus came to him in a dream. Go to Saul and pray for him, and I will make him see again. Now, if I was Ananias, do you know what I would be thinking? I would be like, no way, Jose. I am not going to go and see him. That guy puts all my friends in prison. You must be crazy. Because he didn't think that the people that followed Jesus were doing the good things or the right things. So he wanted to put them in prison. So Ananias was asked by God to go and pray for Saul. And that would have felt really weird for him because Saul was the bad guy. So Ananias, he knew all about Saul and how he hated Jesus' followers. And he said, "Lord, he has come to hurt us." But Jesus told Ananias, "Saul is the one I've chosen to tell the whole world who I am." That must have sounded super crazy to Ananias. So Ananias went to Saul. "Brother Saul," Ananias said, "it was Jesus you met on the road when you saw that big, crazy lightning light." And Ananias prayed for Saul. Suddenly, Saul could see again after 3 days, but he saw everything differently. He wasn't mean anymore. He even changed his name from Saul to Paul, which means small and humble. Now, do you think that Saul, when we started this story, sounded small and humble? Or did he sound big and proud? So God has just done something in his life that's just like the complete opposite of what he was. So now he's the opposite of proud. And do you know what Ananias' name means? The Lord is full of grace. And grace is just another word for gift or present. Which is funny because that's just what Paul's message was about from then on. So, after this crazy transformation that happens in Saul's life, he changes his message from putting all of the Jesus followers in prison to going and telling everyone about Jesus. So his message was, it's not about keeping all those rules, Paul told people, because his name's Paul now. You don't have to be good at being good for God to love you. You just have to believe what Jesus has done and follow him, because it's not about trying, it's about trusting. It's not about rules, it's about grace, God's free gift that cost him everything. And then what happened to Paul? He met Jesus. Paul got a new job. He called himself a servant and traveled everywhere, telling everyone about Jesus. Can you see what's in these pictures? What do they look like? He might be drowning. Looks a bit scary. I think he might have fallen out of a boat. No, he's in the ocean. I don't think he's having fun. Paul got a new job and he traveled everywhere telling everyone about Jesus. He got shipwrecked 3 times. He even ended up in prison. God loves us, he wrote from prison. Nothing can ever, no, not ever, separate us from the never stopping, never giving up, unbreaking, always and forever love of God he showed us in Jesus. Does that sound a bit different to what he was saying at the start? It's the opposite. And so it was, just as God promised Abraham that dark night all those years before, the family of God's children grew and grew until one day they would come to number more than even all the stars in the sky. So what's really significant about this story is just how much God can do in our lives, because God took someone who was his enemy and made him his friend. That's pretty amazing. And what's really amazing about this story is our lives are changed by this guy too, because he wrote a lot of books of the Bible, and that's how we get to know about Jesus. His mission or his job was to go and tell all the people who weren't Jews, which is most of the rest of the world, about Jesus and the good news. So we get to learn about Jesus because of what God did in this guy's life. And do you know what else I think is pretty special in this story? Is Ananias. Because if I was him, I would be really scared of what God asked me to do, to go and pray for Saul, who was the bad guy. And I would probably think of every excuse under the sun not to do that. But that small act of obedience was really special and helped Saul become Paul and share the good news with everybody. So there's a couple of ways that we get to experience God. Sometimes they're really big, big life changes, like how Saul became Paul. And sometimes they're just lots and lots of little changes, like learning something new and changing every day. So I want you guys to remember that becoming a Christian or following Jesus is sometimes looks like a crazy big life change, and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it looks like just what learning looks like, learning a new thing. And that's different for everybody. So let's pray together, shall we? All right. Lord God, I just pray for each one of us and ask that you would open our hearts to what you might do in our lives, whether it's something really, really big and crazy, or if it's just lots of little small things. I just pray that our hearts would be open to you and looking and asking for what you can use us to do in the lives of the people around us. And we thank you for your grace and the transformation that you bring in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Thanks for coming and listening.